Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up, it's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
Oh, and we're division.
Yeah.
Hey. I realized we all synchronized like
yes.
that.
I know, but everybody got to do it individually. That's
okay. Okay. I'm Daniel. I'm the singer from Division.
Mm-hmm. I'm 1985.
Right. We got to get you to talk more. No, I'm kidding.
I can talk. Let's go. Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Go.
Let's do it. Y'all caught some waves the other day, and it's all about cheating. And it's so funny that this came out at the same time. I feel like there's always a lot of cheating things happening on social media.
Yeah.
Like people getting caught, people posting that they caught somebody cheating. Mm-hmm. But the timing was impeccable.
Who was it that happened right afterwards?
I would say Neo and his wife. And his wife did that long post mm-hmm. about him. You know, and there are levels to cheating.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Right?
Because when I saw the video, you know, you went out hanging with the guys. You cheated. But I think like bringing somebody into your home is a non-negotiable.
Oh, man. I agree.
What are some other things that you would say, even from a man's point of view, is unforgivable?
Wait. You said you saw the video?
No, in the video, that cheating was... still not
no.
good, but I'm saying
this is a misconception. I'm glad that you brought that up about the video.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't cheat in that video. All the flashes of reckless shit that you're seeing are her imagination.
That's what she thinks you're doing.
She thinks I'm doing. That's why you see me regular sitting beside somebody and you see a flash in the girl's
eye.
It's flashing through her eyes. It's a misconception. That's why at the end, turns out it's not even my phone that she was going through that made her go all crazy, right? It was Maul's phone in the video.
Oh, good to know, because the whole song is about if I get caught cheating.
Which, let's break that down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so ready to break this down.
Mm-hmm.
So first and foremost, tell me what you
clear
took.
His throat.
Tell me what you guys took when you heard this song, just so I can understand, and then I'll tell you what actually was being said.
Well, I think guys get caught cheating, and the main thing they say is that they love you. You know, and guys will come up with excuses for cheating. Like, it has nothing to do with how I feel about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a physical thing. And it was a mistake that I made. You know, one of the main things that guys always say, I'm a work in progress. And so,
boy.
Yeah,
those
that's
are
like
some
a,
cliche bars from the guys that you're talking
guys
to.
Guys all read the same book.
Yes, they do. One thing I took from it was the if I get caught mm-hmm. part.
Okay.
Right?
Don't get caught.
Because, exactly.
You're
but
fine?
It's like... like,
no, but
if I'm cheating, it doesn't mean I don't love you. But if I get caught cheating, it doesn't mean I don't love you. Like, it's a thin line between, like, what you don't know won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Some people say that I love you if I am more slick about it because I'm
I
more
love you,
careful.
Yeah, so I lie
that's,
to you
that's
to,
what I think.
To not hurt
you,
your feelings.
I think there's a lot of guys that feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
That feel like the effort that they put into mm-hmm. keeping it so far from the woman in their lives is because they care that much that that person doesn't find out. Some guys do subscribe to that.
Right, or if I lie to you, that means I love you because mm-hmm. I don't want to hurt you.
I don't want to hurt you by telling you the truth.
I think that if you let me find out, it's like, because you don't care.
You're not being careful enough.
Yeah.
You're being sloppy and careless.
Reckless.
Exactly. So, I feel like if you care about how I feel, you're going to make sure that things that will hurt me stay out of my way.
Mm-hmm. So you think it might be happening, you just don't want to see it?
I don't want to think it might be happening either. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
if you don't know,
people,
it never
humans
happened.
Are
right.
Humans. People you don't know do what they do, you know. I'm a very what I don't know won't hurt me type of person, mm-hmm. Okay. For sure.
So explain it, Daniel.
Okay, cool. Let's break it down.
Yeah, let's break it down.
So the song is about, like, when I wrote those verses, I'm writing about a situation where I'm with a girl who is now hit a point where she thinks I might be doing something wrong. I might be cheating. And I'm addressing it from the standpoint of a guy who's like, yo, everything that first attracted you to me has now turned into your insecurities, mm-hmm. Right? So that's why I say I was a fly nigga when you got here. I was charismatic mm-hmm. when you got here. I'm saying, hey,
I had
look.
Girls dancing all on me when you got here.
No. Well, what I'm saying, yeah, it's pretty much like, look, if you meet me and,
like this.
And I'm an attractive guy, I dress well, I, you know, I'm funny, people like being around me, mm-hmm. You know, I'm engaging, I'm talkative. All of a sudden, when you get into a relationship, sometimes those things turn into, oh, so, you know, what bitch face you in tonight, mm-hmm. You know, oh, mm-hmm. Where are you going dressed like that? You know,
shit, that outfit on.
Yeah, yeah.
You
always gotta be so funny. You would be laughing in people's faces. You know, it turns into that, and that turns into a situation where, you know, those insecurities can boil to a point where now she's digging through phones, she's checking laptops. She's mm-hmm. this is what I'm talking about in the mm-hmm. song, and that's why I'm like, why do we do this when really the truth is, because I'm like, look, you got my phone in your hands, you're asking questions. Are you now digging for a reason to leave? Mm-hmm. Is how it feels. A lot of guys feel that
situation. Now, I do say, if you don't want to leave somebody and you know you're going to stay, right. Don't even look. Right. But mm-hmm. if you're on the edge and you're like, if I find some shit, I'm out.
I'm out.
Right.
Because if you look and find some shit and you're really going to be out, and right. if it really makes a difference, then go. But if you're going to stay, why torture yourself?
No, that's why I don't look through phones, because seeking, you shall find. Like,
And I
agree with you when you're digging for something, it's because you're trying to find a problem. Yeah.
And so this is a guy saying, look, all the things that you liked about me have now turned into this. And now you're looking for reasons to be upset. When even if hypothetical, okay. If that's why it's an if. You get it.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you changed the whole meeting just now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
This is why he wants to explain.
This is what I wanted to explain. Okay, okay. That's why I'm happy to go to this.
Let me ask you this. What did you think when he first wrote this song and you heard the lyrics? Were you like, woo?
Well, he was there. We were there.
Okay, so what were you thinking when he was writing this and the whole concept? Was there any hesitation? Like, man,
this gonna be crazy.
There were certain lines, I think, even in writing it, we did change some lines. Because like
what?
I can't remember what we changed, but it was just
specific lines where I was saying, in the context of what you're trying to say, that line is going to come off so harsh mm-hmm. that the meaning of everything else is going to get lost in it feeling like you're just going at, you know, women or the, mm-hmm. which even still, I think that's getting lost in the first listen.
Yeah.
A lot of people are kind of like, oh, you guys think, you know, you think city boys are up 20? You guys think you're gonna make the cheating anthem, but it's not even about that. It's the conversation mm-hmm. about where the people are in the relationship.
Mind
or
you,
not.
Let me also add this. The chorus part was actually written by Jermaine Dupri. Mm-hmm. And that happened before we even got to the studio.
Well, Jermaine's had his own issues with you.
I know nothing. I see nothing.
Just built from his issues.
Admittedly.
I got you. Jermaine. Don't even worry about it. I don't know what you're talking about. But no, you know, so we walked in the studio and he was just humming this thing and mm-hmm. singing this thing. I was like, yo, what? What did you just say?
He's like, Jermaine be getting everybody else in trouble for his life shit.
I heard that and I connected to that so much because that's the whole point. Great songwriter. Great songwriter. Great at making songs. But yeah, the chorus is so real because it's like, really, when you break down cheating, in my research and my life and whatever else I found, it's more about ego than it is about how you feel emotionally for the person, especially for a lot of guys. It's more about them going out and stroking their own ego, being selfish, being self-indulgent, just being out and just doing some bullshit they just shouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. It didn't all of a sudden, I stopped loving my girl, so I did this.
They don't think that
they
hard about it.
They don't think like that.
Mm-hmm. You think so, men and women cheat for different reasons?
I believe what he's saying is correct.
Sometimes. Not all the time.
I think not every single time, but you'll find commonly, you hear a lot more times women have checked
out. Revenge cheat.
Yeah, you revenge cheat or you checked out or there's a lack of something, right. There's a void they want to fill. They've emotionally checked out.
His dick was bigger.
You know what?
Whatever it is.
It might be that.
I don't know. Guys.
It might have been a size thing.
Guys, it's not even that. My girl
can have better, yeah. A chemistry thing.
A guy can have the girl with the better face, the better body, the better bag, the better, and still do this.
Right.
And that's what guys do it more in the moment. Like,
it has nothing to do with it.
You think guys normally cheat down? Like they cheat with somebody that's not as dope as their girl?
Yes. They're not looking for someone as dope as that. That's the part that's misconstrued. Where it's like, a lot of times guys are like, they're not looking to replace the woman. They're not looking to find a new you. This is literally them just being, you weren't even in the equation.
Wow.
And that's why they come back to you like, oh fuck, babe, no, it has nothing to do, no, I didn't, because they literally, that's what's going on in a lot of their minds.
Have you ever admitted cheating when you got caught? Because I feel like most guys, when you initially catch them, they're like,
no.
What? No, it's not never. Even like that. Have you ever just been?
The one time I got caught, I was caught.
So it wasn't no denying it.
There was nothing I could do. I was caught. You know.
Y'all still lie.
What was your response to getting caught? Like, how did you handle it?
I feel like that's the day I really, truly, fully became a man.
Mm-hmm.
Because I sat in a car with two women that I cared about and sat with both of them and just aired my whole shit out.
We talked about this.
Aired my whole shit out. So that time that you said you were here, were you really with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Like, you know, it was one of those moments. Pressure. Like,
yeah.
You know, so.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes, I just.
You had to come clean.
I had to.
Who was the first person you called after that happened to tell them about it?
No one. I don't think I called anybody.
That's one of those ones. You got to just take that out.
You
got to sit down for a little bit. You don't talk to nobody for a little bit. Give it a couple hours.
Cheating. What happened?
He went straight to the bartender.
He broke his card.
No, that was a different situation.
Ah, shit.
But I wasn't cheating that one.
Okay.
Yeah, so my girl was at my house. I think she asked to use my laptop. I had to run out quickly.
Oh man, guys never want to let you use their laptop. If you want to catch somebody, can I buy your laptop?
That's how almost every time I caught a guy cheating on me was because they left their computer open.
Something popped up. But what popped up wasn't anything wrong, but that kind of like opened up the portal.
Yeah.
Mm. And then she's like, oh, okay. Well,
she kept looking.
I'm in here. So
we still did a research.
What I hate about
let me dig a little bit.
No, but honestly, with the computer thing, I wasn't even digging. I'm not a digger. That's what I was so upset about. And I felt like God put that in front of me because I wasn't even
looking. That happened to me too.
And I opened up the computer and boom, there it was.
He used my laptop and he didn't log out of his email.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you weren't digging. I wasn't looking at it.
But wait, he had emails of cheating?
Yes. Let me tell you what
they're
he
emailing
did.
The,
it was him.
He
took a trip with another girl, so he's talking to his travel agent. And I happened to, and then he's sending her
he's the travel agent for the side piece?
Yes.
Damn. That's nasty work.
And then he also had pictures like that girl sent him, and then he sent his sister, like, this is me on the trip. And then I was like, oh, your sister in on it too?
Oh, your sister.
Wow.
Oh, that's foul.
Mm-hmm. But it was his birthday when I found it.
Oh,
you found it on his birthday or he went out with the girl for his birthday?
It was on his birthday. The reason I even went on there, because at this time it was Gmail. I didn't even have a Gmail.
And what did he say?
So first I tried not to say anything, like, but then we were supposed to go out to eat. And then I was like, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Mm. And he was on his way home from work and he was like, wow, what's happening? Everything okay? I was like, I just can't do it. And I hung up and then I sent him all of the
email.
His stomach dropped.
And I locked him out his email.
You changed his password?
Yeah.
So he can't get into delete. He doesn't know what you saw.
But Andrew, did you
feel have the emails because I forwarded them to myself.
Of course
I still
you did.
Have them.
When you caught him cheating,
it's like 12 years
or
ago.
When you catch any guy cheating, do you feel like they cheated on you because they cared about you less?
I think that's half of it.
I don't think so.
Because there's always a chance that you're going to get caught when you do it. You know what I'm saying?
But
that means that you're lying to me. Like, you went on vacation with this girl. I really dropped you off and picked you up from the airport. I think it's levels.
And then you bought me back a whack gift.
There's degrees.
Absolutely, there's levels. I think there's levels.
Yeah. There's levels of cheating.
I also think that a lot of times you have a better sexual chemistry with somebody that you're not actually in a relationship with, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
But that, does that mean you care about your girl less?
No.
I think guys, so but I think girls have better sex with
the cheaters, with the sides.
No, with your
main.
No,
with the guy, with their own man.
I think, yeah, with their mm-hmm. with the person they love.
It depends. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, some girls might be getting turned out by some Mondingo around the corner.
Because sometimes I know girls that'll be like, fuck me in my ass, but they would never tell their boyfriend that or their husband.
Because they don't want to look like a
slut. I have a friend who's married. She loves anal sex and she will never tell her husband that she likes that because she or thinks that he'll look at her crazy.
So did she cheat on him to get
no,
it?
No, she just can't have
she
anal.
She just can't.
The rest of her life.
Every time I cross,
might just have a conversation.
She's
with
scared
him.
Exactly. To tell him.
She's she scared. Might as well tell she doesn't him. Want him to look at her like.
I feel like every time,
conservative.
Every time I've caught somebody going out on me or doing something behind my back, I don't
it's
feel
okay.
like I ever felt like it was because they didn't care about me. I just felt like they were in a moment.
Yeah.
You know,
a lot of people don't realize how much cheating is about. Yourself more than it is about.
It's about conversion.
I never think it's about me.
I think guys like newness, and we like as a woman, like I like to be with somebody I'm comfortable with.
Right.
Same.
So I kind of like to have sex. It's harder for me to have sex with somebody. It would be harder for me to have sex with somebody new than somebody who like. Because I feel like guys also, it's harder for you to figure out what we like. Right, like it takes a little while in the beginning. You mm-hmm. have to get used to like, okay,
I'm gotta learn the
I gotta
learn
her out
body.
This way. Yeah. I gotta, yeah, this is how she comes. She likes this position, and when they know, they can get right to it. Y'all just, you know, you guys just come.
Wow. We're better than this, man.
I don't like the newness. I agree with you, Ange. I'd rather be with my favorite
guys
lover
like new pussy.
Always.
Right.
Guys definitely like pussy.
I mean, now God is my favorite. I don't really care for anything, but that's a problem I think that I have with dating is I don't like the beginning. I hate mm-hmm. trying to figure things out, trying mm-hmm. to figure out if somebody's full of shit or right. not. And then you give your body to somebody who ends up being full of shit, and it's just like,
can't
oh,
get it back.
I do love the beginning,
you can't get it not back. The sex part of it. I like the beginning of like the
maybe
fun
the chase
of having
and the date.
Like
dates and
yeah.
going out and doing stuff, getting to know each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's like getting to know somebody in the beginning is scary for me. And it's like at this point, I'm just like, no, I'm cool. I'm okay.
Yeah.
You know what else I want to talk about before we talk more about this cheating thing? So you guys did the album with Ty Dolla $ign, Cheers to the Best Memories. And I do really like that album. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I like this song with Mac Miller.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I believed it. So explain this to me about that song. She lied to your face. What did she lie about? That she wouldn't leave
line,
you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you cheated on her in that song too?
No, well, I don't think that's all he said. Ty's verse might have said like, "Oh, some girl I was on FaceTiming and something." Uh-huh. But the chorus isn't that. It was you said you said lie to my face and I believed you.
And
said you never leave me alone. Was it?
What is it about? Tell me.
Said no matter what I do, you never leave me.
No matter what I do, as in what?
I don't know.
Okay,
he just
It means no matter.
It's like
okay,
no matter what I do. If you tell me, yo, you'll stay. You
is
know
that
what?
Realistic?
I think that's actually a great conversation because so many people today, I hear people talking about like, you know, it's harder to find your person and, you know, what's forever these days and mm-hmm. all the stuff like that. And it's like, yo, people don't even try to work things out anymore because everyone feels like they have unlimited options. Mm-hmm. Everybody in every single city across the world feels like they can get to anybody. I can be a little teenage whoever from whatever city or a 24-year-old girl from small town wherever mm-hmm. and I can literally talk to the prince of whoever or the hottest NBA player or the dope rapper or the whatever. It's instant now, so nobody feels like anymore that it's they have to actually have the state of the, so forever is changing in people's minds because how do you find forever with somebody who doesn't stay for it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that people need to realize that love and naturally love songs, all these things are changing because the actual human experience is changing these days.
Right.
We're not interacting, communicating anything the way we used to.
And we have way more stress than I think the generations before us had.
You think we're what?
I think we have way more stress. Mm-hmm. We work longer. Yeah. Everything costs more. Even if you look at the age that people would choose to start a family now, that's like 10 to 15 years older than it would have been for, say, our parents. Yeah. Because you just can't get it together.
But it's also because women are working now too. Because I think back then.
Yeah, all of the above.
Yeah. You know, because it's kind of like women want to like get their career. I think back then, you know, like my grandparents, like my grandmother didn't work. My grandfather had a job. So they got married really young and like Gigi got a pee.
No, she's going to make me another drink. Oh, okay. Thank you.
But yeah, so I think
I will get up and use the bathroom.
She definitely will. She actually got a surgery done though, so she don't got it. Well, not surgery. What is it?
I had a non-surgical.
You got talking to Mike.
I had a non-surgical procedure to help me with my sudden urination.
Bladder control?
Yeah.
Bladder control?
It tightens your vagina.
Yeah. It was a laser rejuvenation for my vagina.
Really?
Yeah, and it took my pressure down to under 200, which is virgin status. So yeah, we tight over here. She's a virgin again.
And I don't got to pee as much anymore.
That's a W for everybody.
Everybody wins in this situation. Is that a real thing? Have you ever like had sex with a woman and it felt loose?
Wow. No
okay,
walls.
What do you mean by loose?
You tell me. No I don't walls. Know if it ever felt okay. like this is loose.
It wasn't the amount of pressure. That
right. Like the walls were.
Yeah. Different vaginas are tighter than other vaginas. Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
Yeah. That's a natural
but
thing.
One thing that I have experienced is it was almost like it wasn't that the walls themselves were wider or anything. It was thank you. It was more like there was no grip.
Okay.
So it was almost like having two pillows really close together.
But not close enough.
But not so it's like going
it
in and out. Didn't feel
back,
didn't feel
then.
Anything. So I felt like I was in nothing. So she felt
no
everything.
Grab back. No grab back.
Yeah, she felt everything, but I felt nothing. It was a weird.
I'm
weird
sorry.
Yeah, it was
that.
Terrible. I'm sorry you had this experience.
I know,
I'm so sorry.
Is there a helpline?
1-800 grip.
Grab back is really nice.
Did that 800 shake you be like, I'm not doing this again, or were you like, I'll try it again?
That made me stop midway.
Oh,
he had to look.
Go to the bathroom. Look at myself in the mirror. Say, and I left. I said goodbye. I didn't finish. And then I thought about it for like a few days. And then I said to myself, maybe something's wrong with me. Maybe I did something wrong. Like, maybe I'm going to go back.
So you tried again.
I tried again.
Same thing.
Same
you were
shit.
A trooper.
No, same
was
shit.
It,
didn't finish.
It was
I
like,
left.
Okay, it's not me. It's you.
Yeah, for sure. 100%.
Wow.
Yeah. I was
so
like, maybe I was just imagining that.
I wonder why that is. Would you tell
sex
her?
With nothing?
Because, you know, sometimes.
No, you can't. You can't tell it.
Wow.
So what do like, you say? Hey.
Ma'am, you have no grip.
She's a good candidate for VR.
It's not snatching, boo. It's not snatching.
No, grab
not
back.
Giving. It's not
giving.
Not only that, but it's like, what does she do with that information? She can't go fix it.
She can get it in VR. Yeah, she can.
She can get us for procedure.
Listen, this is
what I like. You can also do exercises.
Yeah, you can do Kegels.
I don't know, but what I'm trying to say, it's not that the walls were. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, we don't know because we don't have a wide.
The reason why we said that is because
I understand it.
The reason why we're talking about this because this is the only woman that we've both slept with in common.
Oh my God.
The plot thickens.
He's like, she knows who she is. So now she knows.
So I told him. I said, bro, you know.
He's like, let me check.
And you had the same experience.
Yeah, it wasn't
gripping.
It didn't have.
Did it grab you back?
Mm-mm. No, it just.
Why did you do it if he told you that?
I wasn't doing it because he told me.
No, but I mean, if he gave you a warning.
She was a dope person. She was cool. It was months later. Me and her never really developed
like, maybe
anything.
Maybe shit got tighter.
It was fine. It was just like, you
and
know.
Then, I think he was
thinking
like,
about
yeah, he
was
a
right.
Same
experience.
Girl. Like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. He told you ahead of time.
It was months later.
Yeah, but it's like.
5-6 months.
If somebody says, oh, I didn't like kissing a person. Later on, you're not thinking about, oh, I remember when they told me about
this.
This
is different.
Person.
This is like her pussy has no grip.
I didn't lie.
Crazy.
Clearly. So you had the same experience.
It just didn't have the.
Did you finish? Did you leave her in the middle?
It didn't have the grab back.
No, I didn't leave in the middle.
So you finished.
I feel like leaving in the middle might have been like more embarrassing.
Something that
Daniel
would do.
No, I didn't pick up and just be like, peace. I got up, I went to the bathroom, I came back, I was like, oh shoot, you know, a condom broke. Did you make an excuse, okay, you say something. Excuse. And then,
she's like, there's no way the condom broke. Cause
she doesn't
did
know.
Did you fake your orgasm?
No.
Did you like flinch yourself a little?
No,
like,
I didn't do all that.
What if she's like, I have another one?
I would have said I don't use condoms.
I got a bunch.
Anybody else besides myself.
It might got a hole poked in it, bitch.
So how did you, so you did finish? Okay, that's good. Did you have to? So let me ask you this. As a guy, when you're having sex and it feels like it's hard for you to finish and come, do you have to like imagine other things? What do you do?
That's a good question.
And then we'll tell you what we do.
I have faked it before just to finish
no!
it. Just a
liar. So just what will you do when you fake it? Like make a little twist. Thanks, baby.
You do the little.
I guess that's the way he came, right?
You just do your Harlem shake and get out of there.
Oh my God.
Do your Harlem shake and go.
That's it.
Do you make a noise like, oh, and then you're like, that was amazing.
That was amazing. That was terrible.
Wow. Fantastic. I'll be back. I got to use the bathroom.
Have you ever faked it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I've just, I'll stop.
Damn, that's cold.
Yeah,
blooded.
I'll stop. And I, you know what? Another time that I'll stop if I have a very overactive conscience.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm doing something with someone that I know I shouldn't be, like if I'm like, I don't really like
it's
this
not
person.
That overactive.
Huh?
You should have like, no, got
at times.
How did you get
at
that
times
far?
Been overactive. Yeah. Listen, right? I'm not saying that some other elements didn't win the fight
delayed
in the beginning.
Reaction.
But at, yeah, delayed
the
reaction.
Delayed
reaction.
So, okay, that's the people you don't really like?
Yeah.
Guys do that all
guys
the time.
Guys do that, girl.
Guys do what?
Like, what would make you not like somebody? Like, like, what do you
mean? No, sorry, I don't mean I hate you. I'm not doing this because we have a real thing. I'm just doing this because it's here.
It's something to do.
Whatever. I don't like that. You know, I learned that when I was younger. So there was times when I would do that and I'd be like, what am I doing? I hate that look in the mirror. Or I hate that like feeling of regret after you.
No, and I say that all the time.
That gross feeling you have. So I used to just stop.
I feel like
I would
men
just stop having sex.
Don't you always feel like, well, I'm here. I might as well finish. It's already done.
No.
I feel like men really get caught up in the moment and do shit they regret. I honestly do. Like it'll be maybe the influence of their friend or even the
your
girl.
Your friend shouldn't influence you to have sex.
The influence of her breast being out all night.
No, because you got to be a good wingman sometimes. You like, look, my boy.
Sometimes a guy takes one for the team.
I'll talk to you. We can go chill, watch a movie, but I'm not going to hit just for it.
What about like, okay, does that count when you get your dick sucked too? Like if a girl that you don't really like, does that matter?
Does that count as what?
Could you stop the head?
Yeah. Like, will you be like, I don't really like her.
Not
she's sucking my dick.
To be honest, me, not as much.
You can
not
still
as much
do that.
Because I feel like, well, I haven't really been in that situation, but I do feel like head is different than sex.
Yeah, I
there's
think
a different connection there. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just feel like I don't need to give myself to this person. Like you said, the way that there's women that look back and be like, you know, there's certain bodies they might erase if they could. Like I have a bunch. I have that too.
I think all guys do.
I have a conscience.
I also think
so
have you ever lied and said you didn't have sex with somebody you did? Because girls do that.
To who? Like my friends?
Yeah. Like if they, you, no.
Yeah. Like, knowing you did.
Not claiming a body.
Right. Not claiming a body.
Jokingly. Not really. I'm joking.
I feel like guys will get their dicks up by someone they hate. No problem.
They will.
Not hate.
I wouldn't
hate.
Put my dick
not
in
hate,
somebody's
but
mouth.
Don't,
I think
don't
someone
like.
They hate. Yeah. Someone they
don't
like.
Somebody
annoying.
Someone that's annoying. They don't really like being around her.
Like, shut up. Don't care about their dick. They'll put it out there.
There's plenty of guys that do that.
Right? Am I right?
There's guys that'll be around a girl they think is annoying or they don't really want to be around her. They don't want to talk to her.
And thing is, annoying is different than hate.
As I said, not hate. But
I think hate, thank God.
Just not like, I don't really like you.
Wow.
Yeah.
What kind of girls do you like? Like, okay, like let's take a song like the song Rude. Okay. When it comes to women, like do you like women that are kind of like bitchy a little bit or?
I like a woman that knows how to firmly state and set her boundaries and what she wants with other people. What I mean is I don't want you to be, I don't want to feel that like a harshness from you But if I see you activate that with other people and you can turn it on and off, like when I'm soft and when I have to be that kind of way, I respect
that's
that.
That's sexy. Yeah, that's so, like when that's we sexy. Like guys that are like gangster with other people, but so soft nice and you. Sweet
yeah.
to us. Right,
yeah, mm-hmm. like I like that.
Yeah, I like for my guy to be mean to everybody.
You mean God.
And just be like, so like, you okay, baby? And that gives somebody else a dirty look.
No. What about you?
Real bipolar.
1985.
Okay, wait. I think it's case by case. Because mm-hmm. different people have different personalities that come out around like you or other mm-hmm. people. So I don't know if I would say I have like a type across the board.
What's a like never? Like if a girl did this, I would never fuck with her.
I think in our world, we see a lot of nevers, you know, because we're around.
Like rude to the waiter. Right. That's a never for me. I don't want to be with a guy that's rude to the waiter.
That's a never.
Is he rude to the waiter nasty. Because the waiter messed up your order? And
no,
it's just rude for no reason.
Obviously, if they're defending you, but if they're like just rude and you're like.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like anyone that's rude to anyone for no reason. Yeah, that's just like, why are you being rude? But I like somebody that can firmly like. You know, assert themselves at times.
Make
hold
feel
ground.
Safe. Like,
not
okay.
make me feel safe.
But feel safe, sir. We gotta make you feel okay.
I just want her to be able. I just want her to be able to say her piece.
Right.
I don't want it to be like, feels, oh, well, this person wants. Just said this, so I went along with this, or I just said that. I don't like that.
Would you guys want your girlfriend to be like close to your friends?
Want? It's not a want. It's beneficial, but. They don't.
I like it when they are.
You like that.
Yeah. I like it when they are.
Yeah.
So you want them to get along with your friends, be have relationships with your friends.
Because then if you're my girl, hopefully we're dating with intention. Mm-hmm. We're dating for a purpose. So if I'm looking at you as someone that's going to be in my life, period. These are my friends. Yeah, so they're going to be in my life.
So you don't want a girl who's going to be giving your friends attitude like, oh, you're always with him.
I don't like that. I don't like that.
But what if they hang out with your friends like without you? Is that okay?
That's a good question.
I've had those situations. Mm-hmm. I don't really understand why that would ever be like the norm, unless it's just like you guys are really
that
cool. If he has a girlfriend and you're always over there with his girlfriend,
mm-hmm. that's different.
Whatever,
that's
fine. But if you're just like, yeah, me and
or what if they already were friends before
I'm
you guys met?
I'm hanging out with Chad.
Oh, she's looking at me.
If they were already so they were already friends before we met.
Yeah, well, then
and
that's
I met her.
Already, yeah.
But then we're all friends. But right. I mean, I just think that, you know, we gotta still understand one another and as far as you know, what boundary. I don't want you sleeping over at his house.
Communication and boundaries.
You know, I'm over here at 4 a.m. I'll be home soon. I'm sitting in the crib waiting with Netflix and popcorn.
The only time I think it's okay for me to hang out with my man's friends is when he set it up. You know, maybe he's busy and I have to do something with them, you know, like on his terms. I don't think it's okay to just be calling your man's friends like, hey what's up, Chad?
What about if you have a girlfriend and your girlfriend is friends with like your friend's girlfriend and then now they talk it to each other, they become friends.
Spilling the tea.
Now y'all really got to be careful because you know.
That's cool as long as you don't have
secrets.
Things you
it's
are
like you're not doing no grime.
Would you say if the girlfriends are cool?
Yeah, if they become cool with each other.
I love that too.
Mm-hmm. It only makes things easier.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Because we can just go out.
As long as you guys
are
like.
I can be around my boys and be around my girl.
Stuff on the side and then.
Now what if you guys break up? Can she still be friends with.
The girlfriend?
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little awkward, but
some limits. Right?
Yeah. We're grown. It happens. As long as there's nothing crazy that happened.
Yeah. That's a genuine relationship. That's a genuine relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your girlfriend isn't in the mix of that. You know, like let it be their business.
Yeah.
But you guys are still friends.
Now, I want to ask you this. Let's go back to this song about getting caught cheating. Mm-hmm. So you guys rolled this out differently than I feel like you've ever done a rollout. You know, for a song and a single and then getting ready for the project. So what was the process behind that thinking? Because I feel like it's a lot more like bang, you know what I mean, on the blogs. And normally, I don't see division.
This is the thing. I can say Jermaine plays a big part in that. Mm-hmm. And him looking at me, realizing my personality, my talents, my, you know, my potential, all this stuff like that. And he's kind of like put the battery in my back as far as like, yo, go own this shit because, you know, this is you. Like, you can be that guy, you know? And I've never really had in my mind, like, the things that are necessary to go out and get, I guess maybe the artist respect, the accolades, whatever, all those. We never really thought like that, mm-hmm. right? But I think that at this point now, I'm kind of like, yo, I understand there's this big void in R&B, especially male R&B. Mm-hmm. Someone has to step up and be the guy.
Come on, step up.
So I'm like, all right, cool. You know what? You believe in this and you're one of the greats that's seen the other guys that have stepped up. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's why this time around, we're going to be very like, we're here. Mm-hmm. You guys can't keep pretending that we didn't do what we've done.
I like that.
Anymore.
Because when you guys first came out, it was like the mystery mm-hmm. right. duo, yeah. division. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like that was kind of a thing. Like, they don't really do interviews. That's why when we had you on Lip Service, I was like, oh my God, they're going to yeah. do this. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
But then now I'm like, okay, look at them, you know, out doing for stuff. Sure. How does it feel?
It feels good. And it wasn't ever to be hidden from the identity that goes with the music. It was more just at the time, things happened so quickly. We put out that album maybe a month after we finished it, mm-hmm. which was also like a month after we signed to OVO.
Oh, wow.
We went on tour like 6 weeks later. A couple weeks after we got back from that tour, we went on the Summer 16 tour with Drake and Future, and then went right back into doing the next album. And for the maybe like 3 or 4 years after being introduced to the world, we were just going nonstop. Mm-hmm. So there was never this intentional like, oh, don't show them or don't introduce right. more of the personality. We just didn't have a chance to go back and say, no, we're these guys. Everybody just knew us as the like behind the scenes guys mm-hmm. and the music kept coming. So we just kept going with that. But now that we've had some
plus
time.
Plus we're also not the niggas that is like, hey, come here, take pictures of us, and we're gonna stand back to back, and like that's not our vibe. He's a producer, I'm a singer. We have very different, you know, personalities, characters, but we just make great music together. Mm-hmm. And so, I think that people were always like, oh, you never didn't post your faces. Like, no, we posted the thing that represented us, which was the symbol.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't until everybody else made a big deal out of it, like, oh, who are they? They were like, okay, we'll let them run with this. Okay, yeah. Cool. What you guys want to do? But you know, we were just we're true artists in the sense of like, we really were here to make music. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that that's pretty evident in our history of our music, our discography, and so that you can hear that we're here for music, right? But now it's kind of like, okay, well, the way the climate is, the way things are moving, the way that the voids have kind of opened up, certain people aren't around, certain people aren't stepping up in different ways. It's like, all right, cool. R&B needs a face right now. So as someone that is confident in my ability to and our ability to own that space, it's mm-hmm. like, all right, cool. Go be the face then, and we'll stand in front of this.
So, yes, build the
so LVRN, and then that's the other team. We know LVRN management.
That's right, Summer Walker.
Yeah, they manage Summer Walker. They manage Black. They manage a bunch of artists. They were the same thing. They saw the same thing. They're like, yo, if this is what it is, and you can do this live, and you can, why don't you just go there then? Mm-hmm. Like, go be the guy then. So
also, I think with the song and the content, we knew you can't go halfway.
Right.
You have to be very intentional.
You have to stand
up. You can't say something that people are going to take potentially crazy mm-hmm. and like hide behind it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're either saying or you're not. You know, and that I think was part of the role as well. Like, you know, pay attention. We have a big conversation coming.
Was anybody mad in your DMs about it? Like, I'm sure, did anybody send y'all some crazy messages?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's triggering for some.
No, of course. Some people are just like, yo, I didn't expect this, or I wanted, you know, crying in the rain R&B from you, and you know, all these things. But
crying in the rain R&B.
But the thing about that is, this album is a story. That's right. That's something I want to make very clear. Mm-hmm. This album is a story,
right?
And for me to get to the part where crying in the rain R&B happens, you kind of got to see the yeah. part where you cry.
That right. damn crying in the rain R&B gets you every
it's
time.
It's like the only outside R&B video window. I've ever done.
I did a crying in the rain scene.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Why is that so prevalent?
You know,
I swear. In real life, have you ever cried in the rain?
You know what? One time in real life, I came. So this is actually right after that cheating story. There was maybe a little while after that. It was snowing in Toronto, not raining. And I literally was outside in the snow.
Crying?
Outside this girl's house. Sad. Like, yo, come outside, please.
In a t-shirt.
No, not a t-shirt. Not a t-shirt. But I was in the snow. I think the snow is worse than the rain, to be honest.
The snow is definitely worse than the rain.
So, I mean, I feel like I deserve some extra credits there.
Right.
But,
did it work?
Yeah, we worked things out. We stayed together for like another two almost 3 years after
then
that.
If happened? You weren't outside in the snow, do you think it would have had you would have gotten through?
If it was a sunny day,
that
I
night,
live.
Not that night. That night I had to be in the snow.
The snow helped.
What ended up happening then? Since you managed to work through that.
How did it end up ending? Mm-hmm. I ended up leaving. That's the crazy thing. We hit a place where we got, I hate this. I hate the word toxic, but it just really hit a place where it was like, okay, you're being like, it's like getting aggressive on your point, on your part. You know, there's no peace. There's no this. There was other factors. You know, her mom passed away right around the same time. It was a bunch of like stresses and things that were, and I was working on this thing that we put on SoundCloud called Division. Mm-hmm. So really right as it was happening, it was just
timing.
Like, yeah, it was just terrible timing.
Wow.
So it just felt like everything was pushing. And it's crazy because, you know, I've been in Atlanta working on this album for the past like 9 months, and she randomly popped up over there like maybe like 2 weeks ago. Like, we're still cool to this day.
Oh, that's good.
Like 2 weeks ago. And she was like, oh, you know, this happened with this guy that I'm out here seeing. Could you come help me? Whatever.
And you helped.
Yeah, of course. This is my homegirl. Like, I still care for her. We're still great. But, you know, just weren't right for the relationship. The way I look at that is like, only one relationship in your life is supposed to work.
Marry in front of God.
There's only one at the end of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Some things work for a little while.
Exactly.
Supposed to work is supposed to last. Because I think you're in a relationship that works.
What I mean by work is in
forever.
Go the distance, right?
Yeah.
Go the distance. So,
last.
Everything else is just preparing you for that. So, you know, you don't have to be mad at all your exes. I hate that idea that we have to be like, oh, fuck my ex. Or
I don't really have any problems with my exes either. But it's really easier to not.
Do you have problems with you?
No, I think as long as like, well, for me.
What about the guy that you have his email still?
He lives right by me. He's fine. Like,
nobody has a problem with Angela.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't have a problem with me. I'm also not a vindictive person. Mm-hmm. And I think like if I break up with somebody, I feel like that's enough punishment. I'm not going to do anything else to you. Mm-hmm. And so I just let it go. And then if I see you, I still be cordial. I don't like to have like bad energy.
Yeah. For people that do, I always feel like what is love to you then? Because if you believe in love and how it's unconditional, the word is unconditional, as in whether we're together, we're not, whether we're fighting, whether we're not, whether whatever it is, I still want you to win. I still care about you. I still want you to be in. I'm never going to wish bad on you.
Right.
That's
I just
want to
do better than
it.
You. Still.
Period.
Wow. But that's how
I miss the whole thing.
No, but what I'm saying is, I'll tell you this much. Like, I think, when things are going well, it's easier to be like, I wish you well. You know what I'm saying? Because when your life is fucked up, it's hard to feel that way. You know, it's hard to feel like
I've never wanted bad for any of my exes.
And then I also love when people like try to hit me up and be like, let's chat. I'm like, no, I'm good. Thank you. It's a good feeling. Mm-hmm.
So have you ever spun the block and come?
No, I am not a spin the block type of person. If I stop talking to somebody, it's because it's something that they did to me. And I'm the type of person, like, I just know myself and I know that I'll forgive it and move on, but I don't think I could get back together with you because I don't feel like I would be comfortable. Mm. And I also don't feel like I've ever been in love like that. And I'm going to be honest, the email guy, we were
email
together.
Email guy, if you're listening.
Yeah, he knows. We were together. As a matter of fact, you want to hear something funny? So I was like working on my book, and part of it is me exploring like different things that happened to me in the past that make me think the way that I think. And I actually interviewed him about why he used to cheat on me all the time.
Wow. You interviewed him?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What, is this go? Online?
Well, no, I didn't put it out yet. No, it's for my book.
She's still working.
How did the interview go? The like, how did
it was good. He told me things I didn't know.
Did it anger you more?
No, I'm not angry. I do not care. You know what?
Was it because he didn't love you?
It was because he felt like.
I don't think so.
I think we were a lot younger. And then he told me, you know, he was young. He was popping. He had, you know, he had a good job. He worked like in investment banking. And so he felt like he was lit. At the time.
So it was an ego thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was an ego thing. And then he also said that I always put my friends before him. But I also always knew he was cheating. So of course I put my friends before
you. Always knew he was cheating?
Because I would catch him doing stuff. But as women, I feel like we believe what we want to believe, right? Mm-hmm. Like you could know something's happening and a guy will deny it and you'll believe it if you choose to believe it.
Mm. Yeah, we do a lot of stupid.
Because if we don't catch you red-handed, like how you got caught red-handed. Wow. If we don't catch you red-handed.
Why did we highlight that?
We can still lie to ourselves and be like, well, maybe he's telling the truth. When he caught me by accident, the girl speaking might have been his friend's sister. You know, and you really think like, maybe he's telling the truth.
Benefit of the doubt.
You know, but you know what it really is.
See, I've had that happen. I don't know why I'm telling you guys this, but yeah, I woke up. Maybe, I don't know if I told this word.
No,
I told you. I woke up one day with a literal knife in my back.
What?
Girl sitting on my back, knife in my back.
Oh, she didn't stab you yet.
No. It was just poking in my back. So I was like. And she was like, you think I'm fucking stupid?
Continue to tell the story.
You think I'm dumb? You da, 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 da. And I was like, what? I didn't want to move because I'm like, yo.
You like, calm down.
I don't want to move. And then I had to flip around. She's like, you think I did it? She threw the phone. And she's like, oh, why don't you answer your fucking text? And it said, hey, baby. And it was a message that said, hey, baby. And I looked at it. And I didn't recognize the number for a second. And I scrolled. I was like, this is my Auntie Kim.
Wow. She already stabbed you over Auntie
Hey,
Kim.
Baby. Wow. That's literally how it happened. And she felt, and literally the apology that I got was so minimal.
Really? Wow. Sorry.
Did you end things with her after that?
Not after that, but I ended them eventually.
You guys be liking crazy girls though. Keep it real.
That was a little much.
That was.
It's a lot, but y'all be liking that shit.
You know what it is? I'll tell you what it is. Some guys, and I think I might fall into this category. Mind you, if you're crazy, I'm not inviting you.
He's like, right, no, do not DM me.
I'm not telling you this. What I will say is that I think some people, period, men and women, I think that when we've been hurt sometimes or things have happened to us in our past, I think that sometimes we mix up extremeness with you care.
Right.
Like you care enough to go do something
crazy,
outlandish, which means I must matter that much to you. Mm-hmm. And I think that I fell into that pattern at some point in my life where it was like, you know, the over the top things that people would do would be my reassurance that I matter to that person. You know?
Y'all said this on lip service a long time ago. I remember, and I was like, no, it'd be like, you don't love somebody if you never wanted to kill them.
Whoa, we said this?
No, not you. I'm talking about Gigi and Stephanie.
I was like,
I remember y'all saying that, and I was like, no, not in my world. And I remember people being in the comments like, well, you never really loved nobody if you didn't want to kill them.
But you just said you never really loved anybody like that.
Yes, maybe not.
Now I feel like, I don't remember when I felt like that, but I may have, because I feel like, you know, we've been doing the show for a long time, so I've
but
changed a lot.
Yeah. Point, you
but
might
at
that
this
way.
Point, I feel like you never really loved somebody if you didn't want to kill yourself over them.
Okay, oh no.
Gosh, okay, Stephanie.
Wow. I might want to kill them, but I'm never going to kill myself.
I'm about to kill you.
No, but that's
right.
Why I'm so
kill you.
That's why I'm so careful about who I love, because when you love somebody, the way they hurt you, it feels really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it feels
right.
Heavy.
I don't want to live anymore.
Because it's not like you got stabbed or, you know, like you're not really bleeding, but you are bleeding, like your heart is bleeding, and it's just so, it's hard to explain, man.
Do you think that's true? Like,
what?
Have you ever felt like, I don't even want to be here anymore if I'm not with this person?
I've never felt that way before.
I don't want to be here anymore if I'm not with this person.
That's giving somebody a lot of power.
I think I have at one time, and I think that's actually the relationship that completely changed me after that, because I learned to survive without the person. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I became this like, oh, I don't need anybody.
Right.
Yes, which kind of made me hard. When you snap out of that place.
Right, it made me pull up
a
lot of walls.
When you snap out of that place, like when you realize, you know what, it was so dumb for me to feel like I wanted to die because this person was hurting me. I really feel like you come out so much stronger.
Yeah, no, you do.
I agree.
You do.
Yeah.
At first I was afraid.
Right. Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, I don't think I was necessarily like, per se suicidal, but I think I was just like,
same,
you know, that depressed,
right,
over the situation.
You think that was like deep love?
Oh, for sure. That was very deep love, and it was my first.
Okay.
It was my first love.
Ooh, oh, I thought you were the first person you lost your virginity
one
to.
Thing, oh, both.
One thing, I don't
you say. Lost your virginity to your first love?
Yeah.
See, oh, most people lose their virginity to like some random.
Nah. I purposely, when all my niggas in like high school and stuff were like getting it off for an, oh, I got this. And, you know, they're happy to be losing it. I was purposely like, I'm not going to until I get, like, I meet the one. I was that hopeless romantic.
You knew you was going to be a songwriter.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't feel like I've ever been down a different path.
Wait, hold on.
I have to say this. I don't feel like I've ever been suicidal, like seriously thinking about which way I'm going to die over a guy.
It was just a thought.
I've never, not one time, have called a guy, oh my God, I'm going to kill myself if you don't start acting right.
I've had girls do that, though.
I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's crazy. That make you feel like I can't leave them because something could happen?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to, I would be lying. I would be lying if I said that to myself.
You feel trapped.
Yeah. And how do you handle? And then how do you handle that?
You eventually have to choose yourself or them, your own sanity or them.
Because you like you also feel like it could be manipulative or
exactly.
it could be real.
No, well, yeah, it turns
that's manipulative. A manipulation tactic when you tell somebody, oh, I'm going to kill myself.
That's what I'm saying. It is.
There might be some truth behind it, mm-hmm. but.
Because then you would be like,
you got to kind of be like, yo, you got to get some help then. You got right. like you got to seek something mm-hmm. bigger than me because I can't save you.
Right.
Like,
I would be lying if I said I wasn't so hurt that to myself. I didn't tell my friends. I didn't tell anybody else. But in my own mind, I just felt like, you know what? I don't even want to be here right now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You're depressed. You're down.
Yeah. Sure. You had some drinks and that's it. And, right?
Put you right back. But I don't think I will ever love somebody like that again in my life.
All right. But tell us about this losing your virginity to your first love. I want to hear this.
What do you want to hear?
Because most people don't have that story.
I think that's a nice story.
Yeah, like how did you set it up? Was it in? Did you get a hotel?
Was she pregnant as well?
No, it wasn't all that. It wasn't like set up.
Were you in the stairway?
The red roses up to the bed. No, it was just. It's actually a funny story because I'm not sure which time I lost my virginity.
You know, if you put it in or not.
Like I'll explain. So, the very first time that I'm thinking of. Felt completely different than the second time. So I was like, in the first time, I was like, was I even in?
Oh,
like, this
shit.
Didn't feel like
I was
that.
In between her other cheeks.
No, my first time.
Yeah, like that might have been her hands still trying to get it in. You know what I mean? I mean, mind you, we didn't finish. It wasn't like, it was like we started doing it for a second and then like her brother came home and we had to stop. That type shit.
Was it her first time too?
No.
Oh.
It wasn't hers.
Okay.
So I would have, I guess I was her. Who knows?
But her second or third?
Who knows? Yeah. According to what I was told, I was her second.
Okay.
But the first time was, I was like, oh, okay. And the second time, I was like, whoa, wait.
This is different.
This didn't happen last time. So what the hell was that?
I had a very similar experience. I say that all the time. I feel like the first time I attempted to have sex, we didn't really have sex. Mm-hmm. I think he was just like grinding on my leg or something.
I feel like maybe I was just so.
So after the fact, I was just like, what was that? But then when I had really, you know, attempted the second time, I know that time that we definitely did it.
Right.
Yeah. So you didn't come the first time?
No.
Because her brother came home.
Yeah. So it was quick. It was literally like, you know, a minute and a half.
That doesn't count. That's not your real first
time. And then someone came in the house with the stop. So the second time it was like, oh.
Oh.
This is sex.
Wait, what is this warm feeling? This didn't happen last time.
Had a grip.
Warm apple pie.
Had a grip.
It was snatching.
What about you in 1985? You remember your first time?
Yeah.
What was it somebody you loved or no?
Yeah, I would say I loved them at the time. It sounds so cliche because I was watching Love and Basketball.
Oh my God.
So like, that's cute.
That is, like, I love that.
That movie's always had like a special place.
Oh, that's special. So y'all were watching it. You had a little Netflix.
I didn't know this. Like, this is great content.
Well, there's no reason for me to tell you.
Why would I tell you this?
You watched it.
You know I love this movie, bro.
Let me tell you why I love this movie.
You know I love this
movie. So what happened? So you were watching the movie and then you had sex during the movie?
Yeah.
That's romantic.
We watched the movie in the basement of my parents' house. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then, was it everything you thought it was going to be the first time you had sex?
I really had no idea what to expect going into it. So I think I had more of an idea after that. Like, oh, okay, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. You know, I just did it.
Did you finish your first time?
Yeah.
Oh. But was it her first time too?
No.
Damn.
These girls be out
here. We out here breaking y'all in.
be real. I mean, even back to the statement with cheating. It's like, be real.
So I have a question about the cheating and the whole be real thing.
Okay.
Let's flip the script.
Absolutely. Let's flip the script.
Your woman cheats on you and gets caught and she says, I was just fucking him. I was coming home right after. Like, I was going to get right back.
I was going to wet wipe it off.
How did you
respond? If she said that, are you saying that she, like...
No, if this is the scenario.
I guess she's saying, hey, if I did, I would still love you, or that actually happened.
It
I
went out, happened.
I smashed, yes. And then I found out
she
about it.
She gets caught cheating, okay, you find out. Are you staying? Are you forgiving her? She
the reason
tell
why,
you there was a void I was filling. I don't know, whatever the case, whatever the reason, right. But it's not because I have any less love for you than I did yesterday.
Right. So I'll answer both of that. I wouldn't necessarily jump to the conclusion of thinking she loves me less. But I would jump to the place where I'd say, okay, this probably isn't for me, because I know how I'm coming into relationships as of today. And I'm going to come into it with a, okay, look, what do we want? Let's carve out what me and you are cool with. Mm-hmm. Everything is on the table. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to talk. We're just going to sit here and put what is okay, how, when, where, how, all these things on the table. And if she violates that, because cheating is more about the lie, it's more about the hiding.
Yes.
If we're in an open relationship, it's not cheating. Mm-hmm. If we're in a relationship where, you know, we can have threesomes, or she's okay to do whatever with a girl, that's not cheating. So I'm saying, I just want to make sure we have
a clear understanding.
And in that understanding, I know myself right now, I wouldn't be like, okay, cool, go sleep with them.
So if she breaks out of what
you guys, if she breaks out of what we have,
then it's not for you.
Then no, it wouldn't
be for me. So sleeping with other women is different to you than sleeping with men?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Okay, so
I was just putting that just
because some guys. So if
she cheats with a girl, it's fine.
She cheats with a girl, same shit.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing for me, personally.
I think depending on the situation, I'm not necessarily immediately being like, we're done. Because I feel like people are people. You all go through it differently and you kind of react to situations differently. I've been cheated on before and I didn't end it immediately. You know, I kind of just looked at it like, you know, if this is a reoccurring thing, then we'll have the conversation then. If not, then if that
what
was
what did
like,
you do? What changed in your relationship after that?
I was gonna ask that too.
How
did you move forward?
What changed in the relationship?
Were you able to get over it? Did you feel like you had to change anything?
No, because it was weird. Like it was early in our relationship, and she basically called me crying. It was like, I have to tell you something.
And then she confessed.
Told me the whole thing.
So she didn't get caught.
Did you know the guy?
I kind of knew. I didn't know him personally. I knew who he was.
Mm. Yeah.
I kind of knew it was happening. Mm. Like in my head, I was like, I feel like there's a little something.
It felt different. No, I'm kidding.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, I feel like I know there's something going on with that person that you're telling me, you know, you guys are cool or whatever.
So it was more of an emotional thing that you kind of picked up on.
Yeah, I knew there was something there.
Between them two. You're like, I'm not stupid.
Right.
And then she told me and I kind of had almost like no reaction because I'd already gone through it in my head. It's like I'd already...
You prepared yourself.
Did you tell her she couldn't talk to him anymore?
Because...
Were you cheating at the time?
No.
And so after that, you guys stayed, right? Is what you're saying?
Did you cheat?
Did you start cheating? Did you change how you...
No, I never cheated on her.
Change how you moved with her?
Yeah, did you feel different?
Maybe because it was earlier...
Earlier what? In like your life?
No, in the relationship.
It was like, all right, at least she's being honest. So you kind of respected it.
I was kind of like, well, you know.
She feels bad.
You came to me, you confessed.
Mm-hmm. So you respected the honesty.
I think it's different than when you get caught and when you confess.
Right,
But my theory with men is when they catch you with other guys, if they care about you, it's going to kind of make them feel a little different towards you. Because I feel like when a guy really cares about you, he doesn't want you to be with other men.
Well, of course not, right?
Yeah, that's more common.
Nobody wants to be with someone else. We had a guest saying that, you know, he don't care if the girls that he's fucking with.
But those aren't his girlfriends.
It
wasn't a relationship.
Yeah, he's just, I feel like, in general, when you care about a girl, whether she's your wifey or just somebody, you know, you're sleeping with, you care about her, you don't want her to have sex with other people, just in general.
Let me ask you this though, as
not even because you want to be her man, because
I know for me, like if somebody cheats on me, I'm gonna randomly think about it at times and get angry. Like
when
do guys do that? Like did you randomly sometimes get like angry or think about it, maybe even
while you're having sex, like she had in a whole nother.
I assume it would be the same. I mean, certain guys, if he doesn't do that, if you didn't do that, that's probably just because that's not in your personality to sit there and dwell and do that. But mm-hmm. I feel like the same way a woman would is the same way a guy would, I think.
Guys will probably do it more. That's why guys can't handle the idea of a girl entertaining even a fraction of the women that men entertain.
Yeah. Our egos are set up differently.
That was my whole point of asking the question. I wanted to get that out of you.
I feel
can
like
men handle it?
No.
Do you want the details? Like, where did y'all go?
Some guys would want to know.
Would you want to know the details?
I think that I would be somebody that would want to know.
Do you want to know the details? Did y'all use a condom?
I don't want to know the details unless for some reason you come back and you're acting like there was something different about it. I'm like, okay, then what made that different?
So different. Right. Okay.
You know, what was the thing? And I think I would have a moment where I'm like, all right, well, what happened that made you feel great about it? If it didn't, then it didn't. But if it did, I'm like, all right, maybe I got some work to do.
For me, from experience, every time I got caught cheating, it wouldn't stop being with me. We wouldn't
and this is what
break
I'm saying.
Up. But
guys don't
he
leave.
Didn't
they
forget.
Pretend they will.
You can't
but they
say guys don't leave. A lot of guys
no, eventually
leave.
They will get fed. A man will get
I'm
fed.
Not saying every guy. No, not every guy leaves.
Yes.
Not
a
every
lot
guy
of
leaves.
Guys are not.
Do you think there's more men staying in relationships where they know their girl's cheating than?
No.
I think men also don't be money to know details.
Not when they know their girl is cheating.
No, but
if
like
they know
I
has cheated.
No,
if they know their girl has cheated.
I think there's more than guys that have left?
Yes. You want to know why? Because these girls are out here cheating with somebody.
No, but I'm saying guys don't know. Girls are just way better
at it
than we are.
I think guys don't want to know. I think girls be like, because they can't take detectives. Guys don't want to know that shit.
No, but every time I've gotten caught,
so
what I was saying,
that,
when every time I've gotten caught, he, like I say, he didn't believe me, but it would, he, every time I would do something, he's like watching me from the side eye, it would make him different towards me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Every little thing that every time he would catch me crossing him, something that I was doing, he never caught me sleeping with another guy, but there's a lot of different ways to cheat. So every time he would catch me doing something I wasn't supposed to do, he would treat me different about it. You know what I mean?
Like, did you love that man?
Yeah, of course.
She's talking about her son's father.
Yeah, I mean,
so you loved him. So why did you?
I did
why
love
were you cheating?
Him. I feel like now in my today I don't have the attention span or the patience to be with more than one guy at a time.
Okay, but back then.
But at the time I was a kid. You know, I was young and I hadn't really experienced that much in life, and we got into something really serious.
You shouldn't even have been in a relationship.
Early age, yeah. Exactly. I don't even think we should have been
just,
that serious.
So you feel like that was you were liberated. Yourself.
No, not that I was liberating myself. I got my foot into a door that I never thought I would be in. Right. And it was a lot of temptation that I fell into.
And you were young.
And I was young. I was a kid. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? So, and honestly, I never wanted to get caught. My number one thing is because I didn't want to hurt him. You know what I mean? I knew that it would hurt him. Just me talking to other people.
Were you
hurt
sexually
him.
Satisfied with him?
Yeah, I wasn't even really having sex with other people. I was just always entertaining myself, talking to other people. Mm.
That's not really
that's
cheating,
enough.
Is it?
So were you emotionally
cheating.
Satisfied with him?
No.
Okay, well,
after a while, you know, we started, once we had the baby, we started living separate lives. You know, like okay. I had to, we never got a babysitter. So if I was outside, he was in the house with the kid, with my kid. Or if he was outside, I was in the house with the kid. Mm-hmm. So it was like, you know, we ended up having two different separate lives outside. Mm-hmm. And just moral of the story is every time he would catch me doing something, he would be more cautious about certain things.
Mm-hmm. Did he catch you because he was suspecting things?
Absolutely. He used to be on my phone digging all day.
And found it.
Yes.
But I do feel like guys don't be wanting to know so much. Like, I feel like
there's a whole song
women,
called I Don't Want to Know.
Yeah.
All right.
I feel like women. Said it on the Breakfast Club. Neil was like, he don't want to know if his wife is.
I don't think commonly men are in a place where they're like, hey, look, if my girl's cheating.
There's a lot of guys that were resonating with that record.
I'm not saying. I resonated with the record and I didn't feel that way. But I just felt like, oh my God.
It's a hot song.
He feels this way.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
It was a sad ass song. You know, I feel like he was like,
and that song was written
I tell you one thing.
Anytime you're in a bathtub in a song, yeah. That shit is sad.
I think that was just
you're
like
so funny. But I'll tell you one thing, the minute he caught me sleeping with somebody else, it was over. He was not trying to be with me after that.
But that sounds like you guys went through a lot to get to that.
Definitely did. It took many years to get to that.
Like, yes. Have you ever investigated to see if a woman was cheating on you?
Mm. Actually, no. Yeah, the same first love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, but that was a long
time. Went digging around,
you didn't really investigate. She told you.
She told me.
Yeah. Have you ever been investigated with a woman?
That with that same girl. There was one time I had her phone, and I was like, I don't even want to do that.
Okay.
If I see something, what am I going to do?
Right.
I'm here. That's how I feel too.
You know, I'm like, then what?
Right.
I have to be the guy. So like, yeah, so I was looking through your phone and
now this.
Do you think about that during sex? Like, damn, she cheated on me.
No. During sex.
Because that's the time when you think about shit sometimes.
I have things to do.
Like, I don't think about my boyfriend cheating on me during sex.
But my boyfriend cheated on me, and that's what made me realize I couldn't do it. I was like, I'm going to think about it.
Oh, you think about it during sex, Ange?
I would, yeah.
I've had moments where someone didn't necessarily cheat on me, but there was a bunch of stuff that they weren't honest about and they lied about, and, you know, situations that they tried to like hide that came out randomly. And those things have hit me while I'm having sex.
Mm. Oh, you start thinking about that shit, and then you be like, "Does that make you not able to come? Does that make you not able to come?"
Yeah, it makes me. Yeah, it makes me just kind of like not. I stop being as present.
Corny question. What's your zodiacs, both of you guys?
Scorpio,
Cancer.
Oof. Oh, Scorpio, God.
Wow. Freak and lover
cancer
boy.
Cancer, I love.
Freaking
Cancers up. Are lover boys and Scorpio men.
Scorpios
are freaky, but they are cheaters.
No, we're not.
Not the men.
Oh no,
it's the women.
No. I've been with
people.
Scorpios.
Take our sexual,
and they prowess. Be lying. They lie about anything too.
Wow,
it's not my thing. No. I can see the staying after times. The cheating with the. I can see that.
Yeah. Scorpios. I don't think so. I think that we're very loyal people. We are highly sexual.
Yeah, very highly sexual.
And I think people misconstrue sexuality for sexual promiscuity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It doesn't mean I want to have sex
y'all
with everybody. I can have sex with the same girl in all different kinds of ways.
You know, like,
how many different times?
You can have sex with the same girl for the rest of your life?
Could I?
One.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I could.
What about you? You think you could go with one girl for the rest of your life?
Currently where I'm at? No.
It's someday.
Eventually.
I would love to. Okay. I'm not there right now.
Ideally, something.
That's honest.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. So let's talk about what is this project going to be like? I know it's a whole story that you guys said you're telling.
Yeah.
So what is this story?
Well, like I said, chapter one, you know, deals with the ego. And it's like, you know, all the places that can take you. I mean, at the end of the day, you have to come to terms with it. There's accountability, there's remorse, and hopefully there's growth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of uncomfortable conversations on it. There's a lot of reflection in the sense of like realizing things about yourself, your relationships, your interactions. The sex is all there's all different kinds of things, but I think the main point of it is the journey of the growth, or at least starting the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like as a culture, that's what we need to be doing. As a people, as a human race, that's where we need to be at. Is like, okay, yeah, the human experience has changed. How are we going to deal with this and get real things anymore? Mm-hmm. You know, how do you even know what's real anymore? You know, we're almost becoming more and more digital every day.
You gotta do it for the gram, baby.
You know, almost, it's like nothing is real anymore. You know, so the album is, what I will say is definitely, I think it's probably our most like R&B album to date.
It's our most traditional
R&B.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Traditional R&B.
Yes. That's definitely filling the void because we're not getting too much of that right now.
That's why you guys had that wedding song on
Tie
yes.
Project. Yeah, yeah, Wedding Cake.
Yeah
Wedding
like Cake. I like stuff like, I do like
that. I love that too.
It's it's very, I think it's very like, traditional and sort of in the sense of like the sounds and how we're approaching the songs, but it's new in the way that it's like the conversation is new because we're living in today now. Mm-hmm. We're part of this generation. So naturally our stories of life and love and relationships are different than our grandparents and our parents and stuff like that.
Do y'all think about your weddings and stuff?
I do. I do. Yo, I literally have started in my phone. It's crazy. Like, I hear about Drake. This is so not even comparison. No girl's going to like this. But I hear Drake's like saving Birkin bags.
Yeah, he has
so
all those Birkin bags in his
like,
house.
For me, life. I'm like, I'm already making my playlist. My playlist is like, it's so hard.
So sweet.
What's on there?
I love that. No. Don't
Can you want to tell us that? Tell us what's on.
Adore by Prince. You got to have that there.
That's on it. That is on it.
So
Amazing Luther.
Yeah. That's my favorite Luther song.
There's a bunch of songs.
I don't hate it. You said you're not telling it.
Songs from like my parents and my mom, my aunt's generation to songs of ours. But I'm literally nice. Like, I know I have if one thing is gonna hit, it's my
is
reception.
Playlist, you
my
like,
reception
like,
is gonna be
this playlist.
Right,
the playlist.
I hope I could be friends with you so I could get invited.
We need to go to the playlist.
You're gonna go there and be like, yo, the music.
I don't know about
it. Was
I don't need a DJ at all. I don't need a DJ. No DJ needed.
And that shit matters so much. I remember my uncle got married and I will never forget this. At his wedding, they played Confessions by Usher.
Crazy.
And I was like, why was that at a wedding?
No.
Yes.
No.
That's like on a do not
that
playlist.
That is terrible.
For
you gotta really
reception.
Think about
how's
your...
your uncle doing now?
He's still married. They're still married.
So they're good.
But I was like, how did they perform a song? Yeah. Like, what DJ?
That's crazy.
There's certain Jermaine. Songs you cannot play at a wedding.
Right.
Like Division. No.
Wow. Oh yeah, don't.
If we actually I have a lot of people that got married to some of our songs.
Yeah. Too deep.
The line. The line is a very married song. Conversations in the Diner. Yeah.
You guys do. And I hate the fact that even with this song, people think y'all are like top, but you guys
and
have
no,
really
not
sweet,
at all.
Yeah. Beautiful songs. Mm-hmm. Also, I think, you know, it's very three-dimensional.
I think the crazy part is it's like for anybody that knows us and knows our the music that we've made, it's like, so to see that this song that you guys are misinterpreting or have misinterpreted in the beginning as toxic is the most talked about possible thing that one song that we've ever had in like a week span.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about you guys?
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because technically we've been making the records that you guys are saying, I want it to be this. It's like, we've been doing that.
And it's
on the album. Like, rest assured, we know exactly what we're doing. We had to start this conversation at this point. And we had to start it with something that will force everybody to have to like stop and address how they feel about something.
I think it's brilliant.
No.
Yeah, if anything, it was a great conversation.
Absolutely. No, it was great.
That's exactly.
Today we just got a text actually right before coming here. That's the most number one added song to Urban Radio today.
Wow.
Jeez.
So it's like we're super high about
that.
Yeah. We heard it on Power 105 like 3 times on the way.
Nice.
So, you know, we're happy about that. It's crazy that this is what you guys.
People love this shit.
Yeah. But we knew that.
What does it say about y'all?
Yeah.
And now I got to ask y'all a question because shout out to my girl, Miss Pat. So, you know, her show is coming back to BET and BET Plus. And I want to ask you this. Is it okay for men to watch porn while being in a relationship? And do you think that porn sets unrealistic expectations? You know, a lot of guys learn how to have sex from porn. And they say a reason why men are not as like loving is because that's how they learn. What do you think? We need another drink. What do you think about that?
No.
I think if it doesn't get to like an obsessive place, then it can be something that... It can be like a toy. It can be something that you use to enhance the relationship.
You ever watch porn during sex?
I have.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I think it can't, there has to be a limit. Mm-hmm. You know, too much of anything isn't good.
Right.
True that.
And I think the problem is a lot of people don't want to admit they're addicted to porn.
I think you're addicted when you're like missing appointments and you're like,
that's a lot.
To
watch porn. That's when they say you're addicted. Same. If you're like not being on time for shit, like, I gotta get one out.
I think also the addiction can come from how frequently you need it.
Yeah.
You might not miss things, but you need it so constantly.
Right.
So
he wants to say something.
No, I thought of something and I said I shouldn't say this.
Say it. Go.
Now you gotta say it.
I saw the thought go right through his head. I was watching him and I'm like, wait a minute.
You have a porn.
I seen it.
No, the complete opposite. I don't watch porn at all.
He didn't want to say
so
it.
What
no,
you think
I
about
have
it?
Watched it before, but I don't. Like, it was almost like funny to me when I watched it. I was one of those guys. Like, I'm like, yo, he's pulling out and she's screaming as though he put it in.
Like, I was. He's like, she's
too
performative.
Yeah, I'm one of those guys.
I mean, you know, they're actors. He's watching for the fakes.
Right.
Like,
Yeah, exactly. That.
Hormones are off rhythm.
Now, let me ask you this. So when you watch porn, do you watch like the same thing? You know how like you might have a favorite or a favorite like actress, or do you like the variety?
I don't, it's not that deep with me. I don't.
Do you know their names?
No, I don't.
You don't know anyone's name?
You don't have the type to know the porn girl names.
I don't know names and stuff.
You ever seen somebody you knew like in a porn? Like, oh shit, I didn't know.
Oh shit, that's my homegirl from high school.
Oh, wow.
I feel like I have seen somebody I know.
Oh my God. One time I was watching random porn, LimeWire days. This is a long time.
LimeWire just relaunched as like an NFT.
Super digital. Yeah.
And my best friend, he had a roommate and she was so cool. She was like a substitute teacher.
You saw her that's perfect. Porn.
And boom, I saw her on LimeWire sucking dick in a hotel room. I was like,
oh, was she good?
She was making a loud noise. It was like,
do you guys watch porn for the masturbation purpose, or do you just watch it to watch it, just for like just to
who watches
watch
it? Just no, to
at
watch.
This time I was just discovering that you could download all this free porn on the computer. Yeah. This is back in the days.
If you so watch porn, you gotta come
overloading on it.
See, it's I think that's point. My that's probably part of why I don't watch porn.
You don't want to come?
I don't know. If
I don't know
if I watch it necessarily
ever.
You don't jerk off ever?
Never ever. You,
I have in my life,
but you don't.
I haven't in like a decade.
Why?
That same feeling.
You do seem tense.
Mm-hmm. No, I just don't.
No,
I don't.
You feel guilty after.
As soon as it's done, I feel like
scumbag.
I feel like a dirt bag.
Why it's taboo.
It's the weirdest thing.
So it takes you till you're done to feel like that, though.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
as soon as I'm done.
Me too.
As soon as I'm done, I'm like, listen, oh, what the
fuck? I last about 2 minutes in the porn, and after I come, I'm like, wow, I'm just filthy.
And I hate telling girls.
I need to go take a bath.
I hate telling girls in my life that, because whenever I'm seeing a new girl or talking to a girl and whatever, and I tell her that, she's like, oh, now I know you're a hoe because now you're fucking all the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you have to be fucking.
What about you? Film yourself having sex ever?
I've had a girl do that once.
Mm-hmm.
Record you guys.
Is it her phone? Because I was going to say, sometimes people like to
look at her phone.
It was on her phone.
Because sometimes guys like to look at themselves. Like,
no, I've never.
And be like, that was a.
She did that one.
Wonderful job I did.
What about you? You pull out your camera sometimes?
You definitely have.
I have. Listen, Mr. Cancer, you're not as innocent as you
know.
He's a little quiet, as you seem to be.
You're just a little quiet.
Do you have video on your phone right now?
Of what?
Of you like having sex or getting
a
head?
A little suck.
I'm sure there's a secret folder somewhere.
On the phone, so there might be something somewhere.
Might be
somewhere in there.
Do you ever look at it? Like,
no.
Do you perform?
What I can say, I'm gonna throw this out there. I have no nudes. Never sent.
Good.
I've never sent a dick pic in my life.
So you never took a package pic before?
Don't.
Good.
Why not? We don't even like those.
I just became proud of being able to say that. And I became proud of it.
Like, most women don't even like dick pics. And if she already had sex with you and she asks you like, hey, send me the package pic, it's because she wants to show her friends.
Right.
Well, I've always declined those. And to this day. So I'm like,
Is she showing her friends because it's good or because it's bad?
She can't show her
friends. Either way.
Yeah.
So you guys
that would be trying.
Let me give y'all these before I forget.
Oh, yeah, we got gifts for you guys.
So we have a merch line that we just launched. And we want to gift you guys with a little bit
of lip service.
Lip service merch.
What is it?
I saw the rug.
You saw the bag.
No, you like our rug?
Yeah, I saw the rug. Oh, you like the rug?
Yeah, just a little lip service shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, t-shirt.
Thank
just
you.
A little lip a service because you guys survived lip service.
So you got a prize to put on the back. That's a good idea.
You guys survived.
This is a nice call.
For the second time, and we thank y'all so much. You know, I'm a big fan of Division, so I'm excited for the new project. Mm-hmm. And I thank you guys for coming in. And I'm glad y'all are like doing all this press and putting yourselves out there like that, and doing like a super R&B album. It's exciting to me.
Okay, good.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah,
I'm pulling up to the next event in Atlanta, so let me know. All okay, right. And I'll pull up on myself this time because my friends don't like coming outside. So
why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really have a lot of friends in Atlanta, but the ones I do have,
I thought you grew up in Atlanta.
No, I grew up in Philly. I've been in Atlanta on and off 17 years, but I'm a Philly girl.
So you don't have friends in 17 years?
No, I do have friends. I do have friends.
Damn.
Maybe you should have come to the event.
I do have friends, but, you know, I have friends that do.
So maybe you shouldn't come.
That are like mothers and wives. Oh, and they don't really be out. Yeah.
Mama needs to come too.
Yeah, mama needs
to come. We love
you. He said, we love moms. Milfs is what they call it.
So when I wanted to come to Magic City last week on Monday, I called my one homegirl and she's like, girl, I got the kids. So I was like, and it was like kind of late at night.
So kids can't come to Magic City?
No, girl.
What?
No kids at Magic City Monday.
Angela,
okay.
I'm kidding.
So that's the only reason why I didn't pull up, but I was going to pull up to fuck with y'all. You know?
Okay.
Shout out to B Cox and Jermaine and everybody.
Yeah. We'll hit you up the next time we're doing something.
When is the album coming out?
In the next 2 to 3 months, ideally.
Nice. Okay.
We got another. Definitely got more.
We have at least one more single. We gotta
before just to could people
a little more perfecting.
No. The song's ready to go. Get the video wrapped up, and then and so it starts to show like
the story,
the shape. So people understand. Oh, this is. I get it.
Who's on the next song that y'all?
You're gonna have to wait.
It's gotta be something special.
You're gonna have to wait for that.
Okay,
but we're waiting. It's very R&B.
Well, we cannot wait to hear it.
I'm so excited for that. I'm a real R&B. I'm an 80s baby, so you know how the R&B shit just hit different.
I don't think there's an R&B song like this one that's been done in over a decade.
For sure.
Can this be on the wedding playlist, this next one, or no?
It might feel like it. I don't know if lyrically it's that.
It's not wedding content.
Bachelor party, maybe?
It's not that either. It's...
I don't want to say too much. Okay. This isn't a record.
All right.
It's coming,
fine.
Angela. We'll have to wait. It's okay.
All right. Well, Daniel, 1985, thank y'all so much for coming through. We appreciate you.
We appreciate y'all. Mm-hmm.